entrepreneurship has become the go-to space in as far as getting young people economically active as we're going through this high unemployment rate as a country. However, there needs to be steps in place for entrepreneurship as well, so that we do make sure that we empower the participating young people in a manner that will definitely, you know, elevate them, other than a manner that will actually frustrate them, so that they actually get so demoralized to pursue their entrepreneurship aspirations. So we definitely need to have a proper, clearly defined process, as it's not a one-size-fits-all approach that we need there.
Yeah. Do you find, perhaps within your data, that that's one of the contributing factors to why the youth unemployment rate, particularly in South Africa, remains high? Or are there other factors that perhaps we are not taking into account here?
Yeah, most definitely. It's you know, it's more than one factor that contributes to the high youth unemployment rate. Number one, we know that our economy is very sluggish as a country, and however, even when our economy gains a 0.1 or a 0.5%, that does not directly translate to youth unemployment numbers. Those, they remain at the highest. And then also the other main contributing factor that I can take a closer look at would be the skills alignment. We still have a huge skills deficit as a country. There are sectors that have been known to be lacking in as far as skills and personnel are concerned, and those are the skill sets that we need to have our institutions of higher learning to channel qualifications towards. So that gap needs to be bridged for us to realize some form of a decrease in youth unemployment. However, on the other hand, entrepreneurship needs also to be, tailored in a way that speaks to businesses at the level that they're at, so that we can have a tailored solution for entrepreneurship, especially our youth.
In your view, is there adequate incentives for young people to possibly explore entrepreneurship, starting their own businesses as an option, or is the regulatory environment, I guess, just so challenging, and all things considered with the state of the economy, that it's almost each young person or each person to themselves to deal with and resolve their own issues on their own?
Yeah, I think there isn't enough incentives, even though there are interventions in place. And reason being is that, when we tackle entrepreneurship, it's more of, let's try this. Young people need to try this, need to comply, they need to compete. But they are not actually, built, or their resilience is not harnessed enough or mentored enough to also, catch up and align and adapt with the realities of running a business. Because even though we may refer to them as small businesses, but there's nothing small about running a business, and we expect them to comply. And it's quite tough out there to navigate without someone holding your hand and giving you the relevant, skills and tools that you need, so that you can also go out there and compete. Because out there, they compete with a lot of well-established businesses, and we still want them to, to show up and deliver. And when it comes to invoicing again, that's where they're being failed, because we usually pay them with exposure to say, give me this service, it will expose you to potential clients. So there are things that we need to fix, as well as society and as supporters.
Yeah. How big of a contribution could the growth of small businesses possibly make in the overall unemployment picture in the country, considering that businesses, when they start and they flourish, it does tend to create more job opportunities in the market as well?
Most importantly, yes. I mean, looking at a localized way of also creating jobs, because we also need to look at where these small businesses are. And if they get the proper mentorship, the proper support, the proper market access opportunity, they will subsequently create jobs locally in the environments where they trade. And case in point would be, making reference to some of the programs that we have as Momentum Group Foundation to say, we're looking at supporting young entrepreneurs at a certain stage of their business journey, because statistically we've seen that businesses tend to fail once they reach 18 to 24 months. So that's the critical stage where we need now to have interventions channeled towards helping young entrepreneurs, so that they can just go over that line, get the support that they necessarily need, so that they could also sustain their businesses, grow revenue, then they will subsequently compete and create jobs.
Yeah. There's also, I guess, the conversation around the overall regulatory environment and how tedious that can become. I received a message earlier this morning from one of our listeners on the topic saying, look, they've got a business that they've been running and it's been sustaining them and their families for quite a while, but they haven't bothered to go about registering the business because they view it, one, as tedious, and two, that SARS may come in and step in and eat into the very small margins that exist in the business. How much should we be factoring in that into the broader conversation, Nkosinathi?
Yeah, Ashraf, I think what we need to also do is emphasize on entrepreneurs, no matter the nature of business, to say compliance is key. And when you see how, families, young people tend to go towards when they start businesses, it's more, for instance, in the services industry or, catering industry. So where you handle food, you also need to comply. You also need to, go through the regulatory processes. I mean, case in point, again, we've seen how this spaza shop sector suffered the most when, they were advised to comply. And we also need to repackage how businesses perceive the receiver of revenue or SARS, because tax is not necessarily created to set you back. It's how you've been introduced to tax. And again, it depends on the size, the nature, and the revenue of the business. And then that will also make that business fall into a specific bracket. And I think we just need to have proper interventions that will unpack tax and make and demystify it in such a way that it does not pose a threat or being deemed as a threat to businesses, but one of the main important building blocks, and so is compliance across the various sectors.
Yeah, you touched on, of course, from your perspective at Momentum, some of the initiatives that you have for young entrepreneurs. Tell us a bit more about them and how our listeners, particularly our younger listeners, could possibly benefit from it.
Most definitely, thank you. And I mean, we're also learning in the space because we have developed an entrepreneurship framework that has been running for 4 years now. And with that, it was backed by a lot of research and insight to say, how do we play a meaningful role in advancing the aspirations of young entrepreneurs? And we now looking at, supporting, incubating, mentoring youth-owned businesses that have been in existence for a period not less than 2 years. For that, it helps us to have a focus and a clearly defined intervention with, a partner that we work with in the space, partners that would go and do an assessment on each individual business to see where the gaps are so that the solution is tailored to that particular business. So each business is also now matched with a mentor for a period of 2 years to walk the distance to say, this is our starting point, this is what we need to get in place for your business, and this is what success looks like. And then we support those interventions and do rigorous monitoring and evaluation, and also making sure that even the business owner or business owners are also well equipped in as far as psychosocial support. We also look into their environmental situation, say, are they in an environment that is conducive for them to run this business? Do they have the necessary support as individuals as well in their respective spaces? So currently we have two programs. One is focused on women in farming, where now we're trying to also bridge the gender gap to get young people into agriculture, sustain their businesses, give them market access, and now they are starting now to have, those offtake agreements with big retailers, partnering with, well-established commercial farmers. So for us, that is growth. That's the direction we would want to see every youth-owned business to go through. So we do, from time to time, try and recruit in various areas through our programs and our partners. And I would like to urge the listeners to follow the Momentum Group Foundation page on Instagram just to get more insights and to be aware of what lies on the horizon for them to benefit in some of the conferences, seminars that we host annually for young entrepreneurs.